It is Tux FM 107.2, and it is a very, very auspicious day today. We are going to be celebrating students. We're going to be celebrating you. And how we are going to be celebrating you is we are going to be talking about what we think directly affects you, and we think that what directly affects you need to be debated. So welcome to the first ever Tux Talks. It is an initiative that has started to cater for the issues that need to be spoken about. We've put together a panel of a very, very interesting array of people. We have our very own Kia Boyer, who is a Liberty Radio Award winner. She is also currently the Tux FM graduate intern, and she has recently graduated from the University of Pretoria in a degree which is philosophy.
BA General. BA psychology. And sociology.
There we go. Sitting directly next to her is Jacobus Cordier. Jacobus is head of facilities at the SRC. His actual role is SRC head of facilities, safety, and security. He's also a SONOP president and a student at UP. Jacobus, what are you studying at the moment?
I'm studying law, third year.
Third year, yeah. Okay. Which is a great segue into the gentleman who's sitting directly next to him. Dr. Joel Modire is a UP lecturer in jurisprudence. Now, I need to say that carefully because I only recently, and by recently about 10 minutes ago, found out what jurisprudence is. He's also a published author and an editor for the South African Journal of Human Rights. Welcome, Dr. Modiri.
Thank you.
And, of course, a person who is no stranger to Tux FM, the SRC president and student at UP, Mr. David Kapwa. Hello.
Very happy to be here.
Good. And the man himself, Professor Coupe, the recently appointed, are we still saying that it's recently appointed? The recently appointed Vice Chancellor of the University of Pretoria. Welcome, gentlemen and ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so in the space of about 6 months, the University of Pretoria has done some extremely important things. We have been responsible for making leaps and bounds in many, many different faculties. And some of the highlights is we were able to successfully inseminate a lioness, which speaks to our veterinary services. We were successfully able to take a picture of the black hole based on software that was developed here at the University of Pretoria. This radio station and institution has recently won the Liberty Radio Award for Best Campus Station of the Year. Professor Coupe, is the University of Pretoria the best university in the country at the moment?
Well, one has to be modest. I think that you can say that the University of Pretoria leads in a number of areas. Some of the research achievements you have mentioned, I think we should add the restoration of hearing using 3D printing. And I think there are similar achievements in that particular directions. We also always remember that in this particular endeavor, there is teaching, learning, research, engagement, and transforming the institution itself is an ongoing activity. But one thing that was released recently was the output of research by South Africa's 26 universities. It showed that the University of Pretoria produces most of the research outputs. It's, I think, done that 6 years in a row in the last 9 years. But also that per capita, that means per academic, the University of Pretoria also leads. Third, that the largest number of academics with PhDs are at the University of Pretoria, produces more PhDs than other universities, produces more masters, more engineering degrees than any other university in South Africa. So there are all of those things that we successfully did. Okay. Then there are all of those things we also need to do some more work on. That includes improving the quality of our research, addressing the gap in funding of students. Remember, NEFSA's fund some people, but it doesn't fund most of the missing MIGI. Then the people can pay for themselves. We need to deal with that gap because in the missing MIGI, it's a critical mass of South Africans who need an education from a university like this who are going to transform the country and the continent.
Okay, David, let's talk about NSFAS. You have been extremely involved in the NSFAS scandal that has been going on at the University of Pretoria. Let's talk about that. Let me ask you this question first. Do you believe that UP is the best university in the country?
Unequivocally, yes. I think it goes without saying.
Okay, so now let's talk about the issues that Prof. Coupe has just raised. How do we move around the issues that are holding us back from being the best university in the world?
Right. So first, it's important to understand the context that we find ourselves in. And by context, we need to remember the background of the university, the history thereof. Specifically referring to NSFAS, in the University of Pretoria, our NSFAS students are roughly 9,000. Now, if you compare that to very many other institutions, the number of students under NSFAS is not as high. Now, with that being said, The university is going through absolutely great strides and great lengths to ensure a greater level of inclusivity for these NSFA students. And the reason why I can say this is because I have seen it firsthand through the assistance by UP management in conjunction with the SRC to address these issues. Now, linking that to how to ensure that the University of Pretoria in particular becomes the best in the world, again, it is important to understand that our context is South African. Therefore, the issues that we deal with are completely different from University A, B, and C. So when you understand your context, you can understand how to address issues, and that's how you can improve your university.